Okay, today's stuff we do is stuff hey. And last year we sort of finished at a point, let's do a bit of Chazara. So we saw that Rav says if someone says, Hitachili zu, even if it's after 30 days and the person consumes the full seller, then it's fine. And the Gemara says, what's it been that in a malva? Now, important to understand is if you remember Chachamim hold that you can Mekadosh per malva, it is the opinion of Shimon Malaza says you can't. Right, because Rabbi Shimon Elazar says actually, if it's a kachili basela zul, then it would even work even if it's not around. So Gemara asks, what's the difference between a malva and what's the difference between this case? And we said initially that if you're the case of your kachili basela zul lachash shloshim yom, the intention was you're saying the shem kiddush, it was given over the shem kiddushin. That's why it doesn't have to be around when the kiddushin is chal 30 days later. That's what we said. So then we brought a kasha from one of the Mishnah, our Mishnah, the Sefer, and it says, if you remember. That if it's not mekudeshet, so Gemara says, it should be kudeshet because he was given al dat, if you like, for kiddushin. And the Gemara says, pata la roshah. No, it's referring to the first case, meaning where she's rejected each one. Okay, the Gemara says, ina roshah badatanina nata ochel rishona. Says, I don't understand. If it's first case, what we brought it last time, if you remember last time I said, I don't really understand the Korban Eidah, but so I brought Pnei Moshe. The continuation is actually the opposite. So I'm going to bring the Korban Eidah now as well. He says, well, if it's going on the Reisha, meaning where she's rejected every single one, the Pnei Moshe says, why do I have to eat it? But then what's interesting here is that the way Korban Eidah says it is that when it says, it seems to be even if the first one you happen to be a Shaveh Pruta, it would work. But if she's rejecting everyone, it can only be the last one. So that's why he says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, it must be Rabbi Shimon Bar Elazar here. So it says, our Mishnah must be Rabbi Shimon Bar Elazar here. Now, what does that even mean? So we get to, so the way the Ribbaz explains this, he says, oh, the whole question of the Gemara is, why is it that, if you can make Kaddish b'malva, why is it our Mishnah seems to suggest you have to have something to shove a proof at the end? And the answer is that, well, because again, it's Chachamim say Kim Kaddish b'malva, so why have to have shove a proof at the end? Because that's like shit, right? Like shit on Rabbi Shimon Malaza, this is you have to have a shove a proof at the end, which we're going to discuss now. And then he says, fine, the whole rest of the sugya, if you like, is explain that shit out, which we will come back to the Ritbaz, because it helps us understand the flow of the sugya as we continue. However, let's just continue now, like the Korban Eidah. He says, okay, let's try and understand the sugya. In other words, because Rabbi Shimon Elazar here, because the Tani, Hitkachili b'pikadon, so what we're going to be doing, Kodesh Korban, we'll fold this back to the Mishnah in a moment. Hitkachili b'pikadon, shiyesh li biadcha. A man says to this woman, yeah, I've entrusted something in your care, I'd like, let's you mekudesh it with that which you have of mine. And they went, avda, and they found it was stolen or lost. If nimnashtir sham pruta, if there's a shavar pruta's worth, then mekudesh it, because there's still something worth a shavar pruta in her care that belongs to him. Beautiful, we have something in mekudesh it. Vimlav einu mekudesh if not. If it's bemalva, however, if you lent her money, shavda, and then they find that the money that he originally gave her is lost or stolen or lost. I feel it doesn't matter if the lunch is shavar puta, then it's mukudesh, because that's opinion of the chachamim. You can mekadesh b'malva. How mekadesh b'malva? Meaning the hana'a she is gaining by not having to pay him back, that's worth a value. He can mekadesh with that hana'a. Okay, fine. Rabbi Shimon Malazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir Malve kepikadon. No, a malve is like a pikadon in this sense that, in other words, you can't mekadesh b'malva unless im nishter bo sham shaveh pruta mekudeshet. As long as it's a shaveh pruta's worth, then it would work. Vimlav einu mekudeshet. If not, not. Okay. It sounds like at this stage that Rebbe that the according to Rabbi Shimon again according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, there must be a shaveh pruta left of the principal amount in order to mekadesh b'malva, because the principal is still there. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, at Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Meir. In other words, no, he's explaining now this machloket slightly differently. Why? Because Kamad Rabbi Meir is a kol ha-meshaneh midata ba'alim nikra gazlan. Just as Rabbi Meir says, if you change from the dat of the ba'alim, meaning the Pnei Moshe says in the case of a contractor doing work, Or here it's more important for our case. If you go against instruction of the Baal for anything, then you're considered a gazlan. We'll see if this comes alone. Change la. He lent her money. He says, "Kach lach," and with it, the intention was she was going to buy chitin. V'lakach la, and she bought se'urim, and therefore she's considered a gazlan. So let me just explain this according to the korban. Let's go inside the korban eder. He says, "V'hachi pirusha." This is diur matchil duhu patar la. Hachi pirusha. Shereb Lazar mefarish la de Rebbe Shimon Lazar rabbanu de palig b'malve. Hainu, when are they cholik on a malve? Not on a normal malve. Ela hainu shamar ish leisha kach lach min achitin shili, saying, look, take from my achitin shili, v'alcha v'lakcha, and what did she do? She ended up taking from the se'urim. So it's different now that I explain. Not the money should be used for se'urim, but he took, sorry, to correct this, she ended up taking se'urim and not taking achitin. Latana kama kiven shlacha manat ligzol. Sorry, kiven delo lacha manat ligzol. Since the woman, when she took it, it wasn't with the intention to steal. It was to borrow a certain value. It was meant to, he said, take the wheat, and she took the barley. It's not considered a gzela, therefore it's still considered a malva, and you can mekadash me malva. However, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, kivan the gazlan hu, dishinami data barley pikadon dami. Since when she went to borrow something, she was mishane from what she was allowed to borrow. She's considered a gazlan, and therefore it's like stealing. Even though it was intent to borrow, it's still like stealing, and it's like it has a din of a pikadon. So therefore, v'hachanami kevan de amar if she bazul v'achalta. So too in our case. Now, if you remember, with this now according to Korban Eda, we're still saying the last case in the Mishnah is not that case when she's ochelat echad is going on the reisha, when she says I'm not interested, I don't want it. So what has she done? She says, look, he says, marry me with this one. She says, absolutely not. And she takes it and eats it. She says, eating it. So it says, now this is, you have to be very careful, the Korban Eder. It says, v'achena mekivin da'amar if she bezul v'achalta, l'rishim malaza l'pikadon damye. It's considered like a pikadon because it's effectively, she's stolen it. She's taken it under the law and not under the intention of the Baal. The Baal wanted to accept it for kiddush. She said, I don't want interested and took it and ate it. But sarich shiye bashave pruta adain be'en, and that's why you need something that's shave pruta be'en, because it's like a pikadon. And we said if you mekadesh be pikadon, there has to be, everyone agrees, there has to be some shave pruta left over. V'lab da'ach lakulo, now you have to make, now this is the part that, because I didn't have this part last time in my head clear, that's why I didn't explain it lakasha last time, like Korban Eder, you know, shiur. It says, v'lab da'ach lakulo ayri. It's not talking about which she ate every single one. Just, it's enough. Ella she tchila leechol mimenet. She just had started eating even one of them. Uvafilu bekamait, even if it's the first one. Dahave lei, because if that's the case, kesholeach yad bepikadon dekidi dadami, now becomes like hers. Okay, so let me explain the flow of the sugya now according to the Korban Eda. So how does this work? The Gemara says, why is it in the sefer, if she's eating one by one, do you need a, if you like, it says you need a shavar put at the end. And we said, well, so sorry, why do you need a shavar put at all? Because if it was given al dat for kiddushin, you shouldn't have it, need to have anything left over. Like we said, that was a thing of wrath. Then the Gemara says, oh, no, this is referring to the ratio where she says, I don't want it, and she's eating everyone. The kash of according to the Korban Eder was, if that's the case, the Sefer says, it says, as long as one of them is a shavar put, it should be mikudeshet, any one of them. But if she says, I'm not interested in every single one as it goes along, then what's the din? We'd say that it could only be the last one that should be Kudeshuvet, not the one, the second or third, because she's not interested. How can it be on the Reisha? So he said, it's like Reb Shum ben Elazar, but according to this Pshat and Reb Shum ben Elazar, that, as we said, that the Rabbi Elazar's Pshat and Reb Shum ben Elazar, which is that we're talking about a situation where that when does Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar say when does Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar say you need a shavar puta left over? That's in a type of malva that takes on the status of being like a pikadon. What will be that situation where the person's what's called shaleach yad, where he's and he's nikra gazlan. He's considered like a gazan because he was trusted to do something with, like the case was, take malov from chitin, and she took it from seorin, mashu kazeh. So in this situation, let's make it crystal clear. This situation, when he goes to her, take this, marry me, not interested. Take this, marry me, I'm not interested. Take this, marry me, I'm not interested. All the ones she's been taking, as soon as it would be a bit like a malva, but as soon as she eats one of them, not every single one, Korbanator says, one of them, she's a kosher pikadon, she's nikra gazlan, and that's why, in order to mimic kadesh with a gzela, there has to be shavar pruta ba'ain left over, like a pikadon. Right? That's the flow of the sugya of Korbanator. It's a little bit difficult, I think, because it's a lot of assumptions here that she hasn't eaten every single one. We assumed when we learned the Mishnah she eats every single one, but the Korbanator says no. So again, I'll go over the flow of sugya a little, again, a simpler, quick run at Kohen Ridvaz in a moment. But let's just continue. Then the Gemara says, Rav Yossi, Bainich Adam noten shaver pruta al dina Hashem noten shaver pruta al pachomi shaver pruta. So here, Korbanator says, no, this is now kasha not on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but rather on the Tanakama. Why is it on the Tanakama? Because says, I'll read the Korbanator. It says, Mafarsh ben Malda filon nishteir sham shaver pruta mekodesh. Because according to the Chachamim, the Tanakama, the Agun Shimon ben Elazar, you can mekadesh ben Malda, and if there's nothing left over. That you've hardly like a drop left. What mekudesh is there? What's the mechila? What's mechila you're doing here? I can understand if you chayev someone. I know. Let's say a person's chayev a full dinner, much more than a shaver pruta. So what's his dinner do? If he gives a pruta labrachatzman to extend the time, or shimcholochov or forgo the whole debt, then that's shaver. It's a clearly a shaver pruta. Ela havanda ein derech bnei adam. It's not the way of a person. Shitnu shaver pruta to pay a pruta to mimoichel and less than a shaver pruta. So that's effectively the kasha and that brought on the chachamim without an answer. So the Gemara. Oh, sorry, I skipped a bit. Very, very important. Let's go back a step. Sorry, before I get to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, I missed three very, very, very important words. So if you go back a bit, it says v'kasha mekadshim b'gzeila. The kasha that's left as a kasha here is that. If you remember, so the way we just explained Rishon ben Elazar, because she ate one, she's considered like a gzeila in her hand, and if you like, it's like because sholech pirkadon, it's considered like a gzeila. Okay, that's why it's a bishavar puta left over. So the Gemara asks, "V'chi mekadshim b'gzeila? Are you really mekadosh with a gzeila?" In other words, is that by if she stole something and he says you can keep it and her mekadosh b'zu, does it even work? Left as a question. That's us for the question. Then we seem to digress in the sugya. Reb Yossi brings this whole kashan chachamim, left as a question, and now we go itani tani mikachim bigzel vitani en mikachim bigzel. Now we go back to the discussion around whether mikachim bigzel or not. Okay, fine. Now what's really sweet, actually, the Ridbaz actually goes to this sugya differently, and. Just to go back, the way we ended the shiur last time is pretty much the way it should have been ended. Meaning, he says that the Mishnah in the Sefer is according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that you need it for a malv to mekadosh b'malv, you need a shaver pruta left over. Very simple, like we always explained it. Then the whole Malacha Sugya, including Rabbi Yossi, up until where we're up to now, is trying to understand Shita of Shimon ben Elazar. Meaning, what's his opinion? Is it that you can mekadesh b'malveh provided there's a shaver pruta left over, meaning there has to be something material from the beginning, or does he hold that you can't mekadesh b'malveh at all, even if there's something left over? Why? Because when you give her money, it's lehotza'at nitna, it's been given over for her to use, and therefore it's not even considered yours anymore. So therefore, when does he say mekadesh b'malveh works? It's only in this case where. As pardon me, sorry, I just let delve in. It's only in this case where he was the case of Shulech Yad, like the Shulech Yad Pikadon, where you Meshanim Edat Abal. Okay, so the flow of the sugar is the flow of the sugar is going between back and forwards. Initially, the assumption was. That what do we say that it is? Oh, because as long as there's a shaver pruta left over, the Gemara says no, we can't make kaddish b'nei malveh at all. It's only if the loved does something strange that basically turns it like into a pikadon. Then the Gemara asks once said v'chi mikadshin b'let's say lekadshin b'like gzeila. No, you can't do that. So therefore, it tries to flip back to the other way of understanding Rishon B'Elazar. Said, no, he holds as long as the Shavuot put the rest of the marble left over. And then the Gemara says, but that doesn't make sense. Because no one would pay, let's say there's a Shavuot putter left of the debt. Okay? Would you pay a Shavuot putter to somebody to forego that debt? You wouldn't, because you just pay off the debt. It would be equivalent to the same thing. So the value to pay off a debt, in other words, when you're going to pay someone off to pay someone to forego a debt, like when someone comes like to a bank, they can't pay a debt. They come to some pshara for them to forego a debt. That value is a lot less than the value of the debt. So therefore, it can't be that there's shavar prota left over to the moichel and a shavar prota. So therefore, we go back to the pshat that, oh no, Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds. Absolutely not. There's no, you can never make Kaddish B'malva unless you have one of these funny situations where the lover is Mishane of some way and effectively turns it to a Gezela. Ah, V'chi B'kadshim B'gzela. Okay, now we arrive at the debate as we follows. Because itani tani mekanchim begzela, v'itani tani in mekanchim begzela. The reason why I like the rib buzz is very long. You can go inside and try to bring it clearly outside. The reason why I like it is because it makes a full flow of the sugya, right? As opposed to we had sort of interjections, if you remember, even though I got a bit out of order before. So Gama,
what about the Tovah Sanor? We always had that the benefit that Dun & Bradstreet is going to give us our better credit rating.
Right, so that's Shita Chachamim. Chachamim said, Hanat Mechilat Chov is Hana. That's Shita Chachamim. But again, according to Reb Shimon Elazar, he said you have to actually give her something, right? Something that's yours to her, not Hana. That's what it sounds like. Okay, it's Machloket. It's Machloket. So Amar Ab Mana, even though we've got two bright, it seems to be two different teachings that seem to say whether you can makadshim begzela or not begzela. Amar Ab Mana says no machloket. Mana makadshim begzela shehu yachol atzila miado, when it's still be'ain. And since it's still be'ain, there is something in a possession that he could take back. And therefore, if he says you can, it's like, it's mine, he could still say. And therefore, he can makadish such a gzela. Uman de'ama ein makadshim begzela, she says you can't makadish begzela, begzela she'en yachol atzila miado, where it's no longer well there anymore, and it's effectively like, if you like, is owed to her. However, Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun says, "B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, that whole itani tani mekatcha begzela, not mekatcha. He's talking about something completely different. Manda mekatcha begzela begzela shenishu bali mimena, or manda mekatcha begzela begzela shaloni yachu bali mimena. So the case according to the korban eder, he leaves the gifts like it is. Panim Moshe changes it, but he says that we're talking about a completely different case altogether. We're talking about the husband stole something and tried to make Kaddish with it. He stole the ring and wanted to give it to the Kiddushin with it. So in other words, if there's Yush, if there's not Yush Baalim, it doesn't belong to the husband. He can't make Kaddish with it. But if there is Yush Baalim, then it's with Shin Rish, Yush, Shin Rishon, he can make Kaddish with it. Okay, let's go. Now, Rabbi Yaval says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Menite b'shamar la bek pikadon sheyesh li biyadcha. This goes back to the Braita. If you remember, everyone agrees. If he's trying to Mekadosh B'Pikadon, we said as long as there's a Shavar Putta left over from the, and it was found to be stolen or lost, as long as there's a Shavar Putta left over from the Pikadon, then it would still, then it would be Mekadosh. Okay? But the Gemara is saying now, well, it depends. If he says, from which I entrusted you with, then it's fine. It's something left over. However, if he says, you Mekudesh with everything I entrusted in your care, it's not going to help if there's a Shavar Putta left over because it's not everything that left in your care is still there. So it won't be Mekudeshet. And it should be quite simple. The Gemara says, well, that doesn't make sense because what may be Nola bin Malva? What's even that in the Malva? When it comes to a loan, you don't, according to Chacham, you don't need anything left over. So Gemara says, no, Malva nina lehotzia, vezu lo nina lehotzia. Meaning when it comes to a Malva, when you lend someone money, you don't expect every one of those things or even a product, let's say, it doesn't have to be money, it could be wheat or something like that. You don't expect every grain you gave the person to come back to you. Okay? Ela kol ma shelviticha, mechulach, it's a reva filu ma she'enu b'yano, even if it's not an hikach b'shiur shave pruta b'ein sagi. Well, that would be a contrable as he's saying, aval b'pikadon, lo neten lo tziya, when it comes to a pikadon, that's not the case. In other words, sorry, this Maishna here, sorry, is really working still with Shimon Elazar, it sounds like, according to the Korban Eder, because according to Shimon Elazar, you need a Shavar Putta's worth, a Seder. What's the difference? Because that was not Dal Tziyah, And when a picker don, since she's not really meant to use it, the intention would be that I want it all back. Okay, from zero. Okay, fine. That's Gemara says. Vatanina, hatzal chelat rishona rishona in a mekudeshet ad shiu bechat mehem shaver pruta. Me'atav ishlu v'sham shaver pruta lotim mekudeshet shi kulam kayamin. Ah, let's go back to this. So we're back to our Mishnah. We just said that if he said you mekudeshet be'pikadon, right? It has to be the whole pikadon zeh. Meaning, I want you to, and if there's if and if there's even if there's only even if shaver pruta would be mekudeshet. Only if he says some of the pikadon. But we just said in the sefer. Let's look at the sefer again. The sefer on the Mishnah was your mekudeshet bezu u bezu a bezu. And as he's handing it over, what's happened? She's eating every single one. The Gemara is saying if that's the case, and if the kiddushin is only going to be in a chalf like at the end, then it should all be present. It should be like a pikadon. It shouldn't help if it's only shaver pruta left over. Why does it mean just only shaver pruta left over? Gemara says pata la rosha. No, we're talking about the reisha now. Once again, she's saying, "I don't want that one. Not with this one. Not with this one. Not with this one." Okay, so that was our solution when we had problems in the beginning of this year. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ina roshay fatanus bedatanina hatal chelit rishona rishona emekudeshet ad shu bechat mem shaver pruta." That doesn't make any sense. And I hear the Korban explains the kasha like we explained according to the Korban Rosh in the beginning of last year, which was at the end of last year. It says, "V'im bereisha." If you're talking about the reisha, which says I'm interested, I'm interested. "Im bereisha kai kasha v'chi b'hatanina haita ochelet." Ha'afilu manachat. Who cares if she's eating it? She's not interested. Then even if it's even if they're sitting on the table, she wasn't interested in each of the one. It has to be the last one. It has to be shaver pruta. So the Gemara says, "Amar avon lo ken savri meimar man tana vavin Reb Yehuda." Now we said our Mishnah, if it's bazoo, ubazoo, ubazoo, we said in middle of last year that that's a lashon of kolel. It's machlok Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, where the vavim a mechalek or the vav is actually kolel, makes it like a klal. So we said our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Huda that says it's kolel the whole thing together. That's with chaver and shaver pruta. So let's keep on going to understand shit Rabbi Huda. So Am Rabbi Yochanan, nadivrei Rabbi Huda nichlalin bekorban echad venifradim b'shlosha korbanot. That when it's if in a case of a shvua, if he says you owe me chitin or seorin or kusmin, and the guy denies it, because he used the klal way, he'd only chayv one shvuat pikadon. If it was chitin seorin kusmin without the vav, so then mufurat, then he'd be chayv three korbanot. Okay, kamada amar duhu amar tamar nichlin v'korban echad v'nifrin v'shlosh korbanot ken hu amar hacha nichlin b'kiddush echad v'nifrin b'kiddushosh kiddushin. So to understand this, we need to borrow a little deeper in the Korban Eidah. He says kamada uda amar b'shvua im yesh nichlalim b'echad mehem if they're nichlalim altogether and in one of them it's a shaver pruta chayv korban echad v'vadim yemim shlosh shoshtan if all three together. You also chayv a korban echad. Aval nifratim im ein b'kol echad mem pruta then chayv a korban. In other words, when it comes to for eidot, there's an advantage if they're nichlalim, because when they're nichlalim, the person will be when someone chayv for a pigadon where they're kofer, they say I don't know what you're talking about, like a shvur, I don't have anything of possession. That is how much is chayv pruta. The beauty of nichlalin means is let's say it was chitin surin and kusmi all together the shaver puta and it was nichlal, then it'd be chayev. But it'd also be chayev if only one of them as well. That's the advantage of nichlalim or nifrat of being nichlalil. If it was nifrat, then no, you can't rely on the combined amount of money to be chayev. Okay, so he says so too by kiddushin the advantage of nichlalin. So we don't. In other words, when you go to the sefer, you don't have to say she was rejecting. But the advantage is of when it's nichlalin, is that remember what the kashu was. The kashu was he was saying if it was like a pikadon, then the whole pikadon has to be present. So how in the sefer if she's eating a fig at a time and there's only shaver puti mikudeshi, she'd be with the whole thing. But now we're saying no, this is like shita Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda said the advantage of nichlalin is it could be the entirety or the individual. That's the chiyuv shvut. It doesn't have to be only the klal. So therefore, that's why it makes sense if she's eating one by one. And you don't have to say it's on the sefer. It can be simply saying, because she's bzu and she eats it, bzu and eats it, bzu eats it. She's eating one by one and she's being handed over. Then it can either be the whole klal being a shaver pruta or even one. Okay? Well, in that case, it has to be, well, understanding is of one. Well, in that case, it has to be one. Not either or, but it has to be one. Okay, because again, that nichlalim can imply either the klal when it comes to four or the one. So in this situation, it can imply the klal if they're all present, or one as well if there's one present, she eats it. Okay, let's continue. Hitkashir basela. Hitkashir basela. Va'amra shlicha yam. He says, here, Mekadesh, I want you to marry me with this seller. And she says, chuck it in the ocean or the nahar. Any more kadesh, it doesn't work. However, Tnil Ani, if she says, I'd love to, but I want you to give that money to a poor person. So she didn't actually receive anything in her hand. So Mekudesh. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? How does the sefer, when she says, give it to a poor person, nothing reached her hand? How does that work? So the Gemara says, Hachat amar mekudeshet. How one case is mekudeshet by the nahar, and here not mekudeshet. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, rotzeh mekudeshet v'tireh oseh tov la'ani. So there's a difference. Rotzahi, it says, she wanted to be, this is a bit like you were saying, Menachem, with this hana'ah that she sees the ani receiving the money, that's the hana'ah she's receiving. In other words, it's not, you got it? In other words, the hana'ah she's receiving by seeing the ani receive the money as a donation from this guy, that's what she's mikudeshu with. That's what it sounds like. So, however, Amar and Pinchas, Reb Pinchas always says, I think differently, if I'm not mistaken. He says, Va'atya okra b'zir okra b'ileh, can be different. Meaning this could work like Rebbe Zira. Now, what's Rebbe Zira and Rebbe Ila? We'll have to see it. Datani. Omer hu adam lepol hilech dinaze ochel bo. Here's some money to go buy some food. This is his worker. Hilech dinaze, take money and shatah to go drink. But ain't choshen. You don't have to worry that the schar you're feeding your workers with something might be kedushat shvid or mishum meiser or might be nesach relating to dafyomi. Let's say the poel ends up buying wine. Do you have to be concerned that he's buying something because yain nesach and you're selling yain nesach? No, you've given him the money. He can go and buy what he wants. Okay, you don't say that safi le'asura. You're giving him a surah even if he goes off and buys something. Right. Bad. However, aval im omer lo tse, go v'kach kikar, go buy some food. V'ani noten l'chadami, I'll give you the money. Go get yourself a thing of wine and I'll pay you the money. In that situation, you have to be concerned now that you're going to be facilitating, basically giving equivalent to feeding him yain nesach, which you're allowed to do with your workers. So what's the difference? Why so? So Amrav Zira, Nasechen Vani, Shluchos Shel Balabait, Lizakot Lapo. So what happens is the chenvani becomes a shaliach of the balabait to give to the poel. So when the chenvani might give him yain nesach or something like that, it's as if the baal's doing it. That's opinion number one. Rav Hila says, however, Rav Hila Amar, poel zochol le balabait mishal chenvani v'chozer v'zochel le'atzmo. When the poel goes, he's effectively like when he's purchasing for the balabait and then taking it for himself. So who's the shliach of the Baal? According to the first opinion, it's the chenvani. According to the second opinion, which is Rav Hila, it is the worker. So af hachal dat. So let's just look at the with a bit more af hachal dat to Rebbe Zira habal naseh shluchos shel isha lezakol la'ani. According to Rebbe Zira, the Baal now, when she says go give it to the ani, she's the shliach of the isha. To now give it to the ani. So it's effectively like it reaches her hand. Because he's like shliach of the isha. So it's like her giving it to him. And Amar Rav Hila, ani zochel isha, it's not opposite. Rav Hila says, no, when the ani receives it, it's as if he's receiving it for, he's like the shliach Kabbalah, if you like, for the isha. And then, me'isha, and it's like the woman saying, now you can keep it. That's effectively the mechanics that's happening in another. My B'nai, we'll get to in a moment. So I want to show you the Korban Eidah. He says, go and purchase food and I'll pay it back. Well, why is that different? Then you've got to worry about the money, that money is considered like yain nesach, wine and things like that. One is saying that the shulchan is a shlech of the balabait, and Rebbe said the pole is a shlucha of the balabait, like we explained. What in kind of condition Rebbe Zira habal nasa shlucha shel isha, v'Rav Hila ha'ani shlucha shel isha, which is like how we explained it. So Gemara now says, we'll just do a drop more. That's really tempting to do a lot more, but anyway, I'll just do a drop more. My b'nei un, enough, what's enough between them? It's going to go too much longer. I'll get carried away and end up going halfway through the Amud. We'll continue from this point now, but with this sort of this, we have to keep in mind for next year the two different shitot, if you like, the perspectives of how it's working, Rav Hillel and Rozier. Like, who's your shliach? We'll continue from next year. All right, Kolzer.
But we're still accepting that this is because she has Hana from the Pula.
No, I think this is slightly different. The
That's
first
what's
opinion,
Mekadesh.
I think it's different. I think it's different. That's what Rav Avahu says in time Rav Yochanan, because she gets Hana from seeing it. Mekadesh ben Hana. But I think what Rav Pinchas is saying here is that the money is still as if it's going to her Rashut. Because either the Baal's acting as a shaliach, so it's not like her giving it, or when he gives it to the Ani, it's Ani who's Zocher first for her, so it's like going to a Rashut, like a shaliach Kabbalah for Kiddushin, and then he's Zocher it. So I don't think it's based on Ana. I think we think it's financially
But
transferring
okay,
into her care, it will be momentary.
that I hear. But how can a person be a shaliach if she hasn't made a kinyan in the kesef? It's not really hers.
You can make a shaliach Kabbalah. She can say, go accept my kesef kiddushin.
But she doesn't have them. It's not her money. It's not her kesef.
I mean to. No, the second. Let's say.
I
Let's
want
say.
to.
Let's say it's a case.
I
Let's say it's
want.
a second
I
way.
want to give you the.
Okay. Let's just say it's a second case for simplicity, where we said the ani is a shaliach. She can make a shaliach kabbalah. That's the shlichut, shliach kabbalah kesef kiddushin. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a
To
straightforward one. That's
receive.
the beginning of the perek. Okay. The interesting one is whether he ends up becoming the stickier point might be is if you want to say the husband becomes a shliach of the isha to give it, and that's how it transfers to a rishut. So I'm not sure how that would work. You're right. I don't know. All right. Set it. Kol.
Now, and in the first day about the Hana'a, so would that be any kind of Hana'a could be Mekadesh according to that Shita?
We sort
If
of
she says to him, tell me
we'll see
I'm,
what we'll see.
she
We'll see.
says, tell me I'm beautiful.
Okay, we'll
Tell me
see
I'm
if
beautiful.
it we'll
I
see
have
if,
enough of
right, we'll see when you go through other Mishnayos of being Mekadesh Bahana, there has to be a Havana that has monetary value. Okay, that's what we'll get to. I think that's discussed.
But so that would have to be the Ani is Mekabel as her shaliach.
Not necessarily,
Right?
because we'll see examples later on Mishnas when someone says, "Oh, if you go and speak to so and so for me, or get me a privileged entry," or you'll see examples like that where she's like the shliach, but there's some sort of hana she's gaining from a particular circumstance, and that would be sufficient. All right, sorry, I have to go early because I've got my boys. That's why I moved here early. I'm sorry if you
Sorry.
get a message because my boy's starting to shiver today. I've got to drop him off. All right, Koltzov, take care.
Evante.